Peter 13.
Historians agree that during the two decades that followed the Great War, often regarded at the time as the War to End Wars, the world suffered a collective madness. It has been said that these problems, including the war itself, were part of the painful transition from 19th century attitudes and politics to those of the modern age. The 20th century where, as heralded by the likes of Jules Verne and H.G. Wells, men would fly and nothing was impossible. During the early years of the 20th century, Europe was set to become a stage for a major conflict. The rapid advances in industrialization and mechanization had been harnessed and exploited by the recently unified Germany. The resulting military machine rivaled that of any existing world power. The rest of Europe braced itself for what many saw as an ultimately inevitable confrontation. The European bonfire was ignited in 1914 by a Bosnian Serb anarchist in Sarajevo and the inflexibility of German railroad timetables. But what primed this volatile powder keg? Initially slow, but accelerated by the socio-political upheaval of the Great War, people became more aware of their own position and value in a modern society. They wanted what was theirs and desired an end to the embedded class systems that, for the most part, defined their lot in life. To many, this was simply seen as being cannon fodder. Above all, self-determination was becoming a major issue.